tell you, I as well am thankful. I am thankful for so many things. Thankful for a wife that I have been privileged to be a part of her life for a good many years. Don't ask me how many, because I'm going to say 35, but that's probably not right. 37? She doesn't know either. Do the math. All right. What's that? 38 years. You know, see, it just seems like it's just started to me. I'm at 35, and she's going, I thought it was 57. But I am grateful and thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for my children and my grandchildren, and what a tremendous, tremendous blessing they are. And I'm thankful for my church family. God has just blessed us through you, and I want to thank you for allowing us to be a part of your lives and to walk in this spiritual journey together with you. What an amazing, amazing privilege. I'm also thankful for the Lord, and for that time when He spoke to my heart and showed me He existed, showed me that He loved me, showed me that He had a plan. I'm not sure that I've always worked His plan the way that He exactly wanted things to go, but I'm not sure any of us, being brutally honest, I'm not sure any of us have always worked that plan exactly the way the Lord wanted us to go. But somehow, He takes our lives and makes them impactful in this world in which we live. And you stop and think about that. God flowing through us as individuals in our places of work and in our neighborhoods and that type of thing, giving us the great privilege of sharing in His harvest field. What an amazing, amazing gift that is. And I'm certainly thankful for that. I wonder if you'd please take your Bibles at this time and open up to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We read these three verses this morning. And tonight, I want us to look a little bit at this. Because there's a need that we have to give thanks to the Lord and to give praise to Him. And I want to go over with you just a couple of those little things. I'll try not to keep you too late here tonight, but I want us to really take a moment to reflect upon the amazing God that we serve. Looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18, Paul writes this to the church there that's really going through some difficult times. He says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That three little things that he put there are things that bring about the amazing will of God in our lives. He says, first of all, rejoice always. In other words, praise Him. Be glad in your circumstances. Be glad in your situation. And there are times when that's pretty tough. There are times when it's really difficult to just be able to rejoice. But what we can do is take our focus off of our circumstance, and we can rejoice in what God has done for us and what He is doing for us and the changes that He's developing in our lives in helping to make us over into His image. And so we can rejoice in that type of thing. And we can continually praise God and offer praise to Him for those types of issues in our lives. And so when David says this, when he says, look, rejoice always, he's not just blowing smoke. He is giving us a reality in our lives that can help us through any time in our lives. There are some times when it's pretty easy to rejoice. Have you ever noticed that, Jerry? There's times when it's pretty easy, isn't it? In those highs. Yeah. That's right. That's right. In those highs. And it's pretty easy to rejoice then and say, oh, God, your blessings are absolutely amazing and awesome. And what a wonderful privilege it is to walk with you. But there are other times when it's just tough to rejoice anyhow. But it's possible. It is possible. We can rejoice in our spirit in what God has done for us, in spite of our difficulties. And so keep that thought in mind. Don't make just this, what is it, the third week in November, entering into the fourth week of November, something like that. Don't just set aside 1 week a year to rejoice and to praise God, but instead make it a lifestyle. Because that's what Paul's saying here. He's saying rejoice once a year. Right? No? That's no? No, it isn't rejoice once a year. It's rejoice always. Always. And then the second thing that he says here in this three-part point of God's will, he says, pray without ceasing. In other words, dwell in that attitude of prayer. Have you ever done something stupid behind the wheel of an automobile? I haven't told my wife this, so don't tell her. Whatever you do, don't tell her. I was in Erie here. It's probably been 2 months ago now. Up visiting somebody in the hospital. I can't remember who. And I was coming up Peach Street. And as I was getting right by the mall, I wasn't going to the mall, but I wanted to get over in one lane over, you know. And I eased my way over, and all of a sudden I hear this horn blaring, and this person, I was apparently pulling over in front of them. They were right in my blind spot. You know how you have that blind spot? By the right rear fender of your vehicle. And I had looked like this, and of course I'm blind in my right eye anyways, and so you have to turn your head further. And I thought that I had turned far enough to see that it was clear. And so I started over, and this horn starts blaring, and this, so I jerked my car back, and this car pulls up, and wouldn't you know, there's a red light. And that car stops right beside my car. And they're making hand gestures, I'm sure you know what that is, and yelling and screaming. And this was, I will say this gently, a senior lady, you know, with the white curly hair, or let me put it this way, the blue curly hair. I mean ultra senior. And she was just calling me every name and some that I'd never heard of, you know. And so I'm sitting there just kind of waiting for the light to change, looking straight ahead, and she's yelling, "You moron, are you deaf? What in the world are you doing? Are you blind too?" And I said, "Ma'am, I'm sorry. I didn't see you. I apologize." And she just kept right on going. And she was really letting me have it. Halfway through her tirade, which was going on the whole time that the light was red, I just bowed my head and said, "Lord, I apologize to you for what I did to her. I have apologized to her. Now, Lord, please forgive her." You know, because I did not want that to be held to her account. It was my stupidity. You know, it wasn't an intentional thing. But nonetheless, it was one of those moments that we get caught up in. And during those times, we don't want to respond, or excuse me, we don't want to react to those circumstances. We want to respond. And the best way to do it is to follow this admonition of the Lord: pray without ceasing. You know, in those moments in time, the very last thing that you want to do is pray. You would far rather respond or react or return. But when we pray, God does an amazing thing in that He calms our spirit. And I told the lady, I said, "Ma'am, I'm sorry. I didn't see you. I apologize." You know, but she wasn't having any of that. She was having her say. And so I needed to pray for her. And it wasn't the next day I needed to pray for her. It was right then. Or it wasn't till I waited till bedtime to pray for her. It was right then. Pray without ceasing. And then the third thing that Paul talks about here is, he says, in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. You're going through a rough patch in your life? In everything, give thanks. Are you going through a joyful time in your life? In everything, give thanks. You know, whatever is taking place, we need to realize and to recognize that this is temporary. A few days ago, I had posted on my Facebook thing. I try to do a little devotional type thing every day on the Facebook thing. And I had posted that phrase, "This too," and it came to pass. Excuse me. "And it came to pass." That's the way life is. It's going to pass. And whatever we're facing, it's going to pass. And what, as long as we hold tight to God and we walk with Him, it's going to pass in the best way. Even if it doesn't pass till we get to glory, doesn't matter. It'll pass. And, you know, that becomes an important issue to our lives. Troubles come to pass. Unfortunately, joyful times come to pass. You know, but still, we are privileged to know the God who brings all things to pass. And He places on us and in us His very presence, His very Spirit. And in His Spirit is hope and life and peace and comfort and joy. Linda took a tumble almost a month ago, but it came to pass. She is now able to be back with us. And what a joy it is to have you back with us, Linda. It really is. And it's a real joy to have your mom be able to be back here too. So we're going to tell you, don't do that again. You understand? I know you love the attention, but don't do that again. All of our hearts went up into our mouths when you fell like that. So be cautious. Be careful. But those difficulties come to pass. But the promise is that when we get to glory, nothing passes. We have eternal goodness surrounding us continually. No one's going to fall down the stairs. I don't even know if there'll be stairs in heaven. What do you think? Randy thinks there will be. I think there's going to be golden elevators. What do you
think? You want to be on the 4,000th floor, you're there, that's all.
The reality is it'll be perfect. And the reality is, so will we. And so God gives us, between now and then, His will. Rejoice evermore. Praise God for everything in life. Pray without ceasing. Don't allow the stuff of this world to interfere with your prayer life. I'm going to tell you, it's the first step in backsliding. When prayer begins to be put to the side, we lose our spiritual edge. We lose our keenness. And what happens is we get leanness in our souls. And the third aspect of that is in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This week, there's going to be a lot of thankfulness. I so much appreciated all the testimonies tonight. What a great, great thing that testimony time is. I just love it. I just love it. But it's past now. And we're going to be facing a week coming up. Some of it will be filled with pitfalls and traps that Satan's going to use to try to trip us up. Some of it's going to be filled with joyful moments, times of celebrating together and times of meeting together as family and all of that good stuff. But you know what? In all of it, God has promised to be with us. He'll guide us, He'll guard us, He'll protect us, and He'll love us. That's His will for us. And we can rejoice in that. God is awesome. And so are we. We need to always remember that. Why are we awesome? Because of ourselves? No, because of His investment in us. He has invested His very blood in you and I. That's what makes us awesome. We should never, ever, ever forget that. Would you please stand? We're going to close in a word of prayer. By the way, if you could see my notes for that message, they don't even resemble each other. But that's all right. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Let's ask God to shine the light right in front of us so that as we walk this week, we walk in faithfulness and obedience to Him. Okay? Let's pray. Our gracious Father, You are amazing. Your love for us is incomparable. There is nothing that we can compare to the grace and the love that You demonstrate to us. And Father, You've promised that You'll walk with us, that You will give us a unique vision of this life. And Lord, I pray that as we walk through this coming week, that we will walk in such faith and such obedience to You that the enemy will not be able to put one stumbling stone in front of us that'll make us trip. But that, Father, instead, Your light will shine. We will see the pitfalls and the stumbling blocks, and we'll follow You to safety around or over those things. And so, Lord, just watch over us this week. Thank You in advance for what You're going to do. We love You. We give You praise for Your love for us. For it's in Your awesome and holy name we pray, and all of God's people said, Amen. Amen.